listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil. Learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life ministries. Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life truth, Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Nissan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on a program today. I have a very special, important message today, but I also have an important announcement. I want to thank you for listening to me on this radio station for years now, but I also want to announce today that it will be my last show on WCNO Radio for the time being. I simply do not have the funds to continue doing this show on the air. I've never or very seldom can remember asking for an offering because I do believe if somebody is meant to give, the Spirit would guide them to give, and I should not have to ask for that. But because of this reason, the reasons of funds, I will not be able to continue the show on the air. But I want to give you some good news. Every day on my website, every single day, I'm doing live readings via YouTube of the Bible. Every single day. We usually do it at 5:30 in the morning every day, and on the weekends at 10 a.m., but you can watch the rerun anytime. And all these messages that I've given on this radio station and all future messages will be on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. So the sad news is you will not be able to hear me on this radio station any longer, but the good news is I will be continuing to make messages and videos on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. So please join me there, and I do thank you for your prayers and your support over these years in terms of listening to me and helping me get this important message out there. Now, today I want to discuss, before we go off the air, today I want to discuss an important message, and that is for you to remember, as believers, anyone who accepts Yeshua, our Messiah, the one they call Jesus, is accepting the covenant of Yahweh, the promise that he gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when he brought them to the promised land. And in return, we will follow him and his guidelines and what he tells us to do. And it says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow all my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. And this isn't about Egyptians, folks. This is about people that were disobedient. So basically, it's saying, if you break it down, if you're obedient to my word, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the disobedient. And then we fast forward to Exodus 23. And in Exodus 23, it says in verse 20, see, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey, to lead you to safety to the place that I have prepared for you. And this was for the children that have come out of slavery in Egypt, and they're on their way to the promised land, but currently stuck in a desert. And I'd submit to you that many of you today are in that place. You've realized this evil, wicked world is not for us. You no longer want to follow Satan and the demons. You want to find something better. But when it comes to following Yeshua and his guidelines and instructions, you're confused, because the system of Christianity today is telling you no longer need to do that. So you, in essence, are in the desert trying to figure out which way to go. But you are walking in the right direction, because you know Yeshua is Messiah. Again, it says, I am sending an angel before you. This angel was Yeshua himself, Yahweh's representative, many years ago when the children were coming out of the slavery of Egypt. And this same angel is there for us today. And he's helping us as we come out of the slavery of Babylon and the Babylonian system, or the systems of the world. But it goes on to say in these verses, in verse 21 of Exodus 24, pay close attention to him and obey his instructions. Do not rebel against him, for he is my representative, and he will not forgive your rebellion. So we're told to obey the instructions and the guidelines of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It says, but if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions. These, in essence, are the commandments or the guidelines of our Creator, never in Scripture, in this context, mentioned as a law that we are to follow because we have to. No, it's a choice we have to make between the narrow path that leads to the narrow gate, which is Yeshua, or the wide path, which keeps us stuck in Babylon and the slavery systems of this world. It says, if you are careful to obey him and follow my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemy, and I will oppose those who oppose you. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Havites, and Jebusites, so you may live there, and I will destroy them completely. You must not worship the gods of these nations or serve them in any way or imitate their evil practices. Instead, you must utterly destroy them and smash their sacred pillars. So what we have to understand is we cannot mingle the seed with the world, folks. We have to set apart, and this is a call to be set apart. Remember in Exodus 15:26, he said, if you diligently keep and follow my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. And here he's telling us, whatever you do, do not mingle the seed. Do not mingle the seed. Purity, keeping your seed pure. And it says in verse 25 of Exodus, it says in verse 25 of Exodus 23, you must serve only Yahweh, your Elohim. If you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will protect you from illness. So for disobedience, we're told he's going to put the same illnesses on us. But not only will he not put those same diseases upon us, it says, I will protect you from illness. There will be no miscarriage or infertility in your land, and I will give you long, full lives. Long, full lives. Make no treaties with their gods. They must not live in your land, or they will cause you to sin against me. If you serve their gods, you will be caught in the trap of idolatry. So these are the instructions that are given that our Creator wants us to follow. And he says in Exodus 24:4, Moses carefully wrote down all of Yahweh's instructions. That's what they were referred to in the Bible. They were referred to as instructions and guidelines. It was the will of our Father. And the Christian of Christianity today calls it the law, and they've taken it out of context. Yeshua, our Messiah, the one they call Jesus, came to do away with the law of the Pharisees, which was adding to the instructions and guidelines of our Creator. Never in Scripture was we told not to follow those guidelines and instructions. The Christian of Christianity today is telling the church that they no longer need to follow the Mosaic Covenant, or the words that Moses copied, which were directly from our Creator. That is opposition to what the Bible actually says. The Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. When Yeshua came to do away with the guidelines and instructions or the laws of the man-made traditions of the Pharisees, he was expounding on a scripture in Deuteronomy that says, you will not add or take away from my instructions, but keep my commandments. The system of Christianity today is taken away from his commandments, and the system of Judaism was trying to add to the commandments and guidelines and instructions. It says in the Bible that Yeshua will bring us a yoke that is much easier. And it doesn't mean that we are excused from keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. It means if we do our best to achieve them and we mess up, we have the mercy and grace of our Creator to cover us. But there is no mercy and grace for continued denial and wickedness, to plan wickedness and continually to deny our Creator. It says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live. The grace and mercy of Yeshua takes away the penalty of death for us sinning by accident, in error, or through deception. But purposefully sinning, living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, as it says in Ezekiel 33:11, death will happen. Not just a physical death, but also a spiritual death. And our Creator does not desire that. He does not want that for us. And that's one of the reasons why I get on this radio to give you these messages, because there are so many people out there that have great hearts for Yeshua, but they're deceived. And I want to shed light and let people know the importance of following Yeshua, truly following Him. You know, the commandments of our Creator were not dummied down to two commandments. There's many guidelines and instructions that we are accountable for today. And those guidelines and instructions that we are accountable for today can be achieved. And we need to do our best to achieve them. So I'm so blessed that when we were set free, and Yeshua died for us, setting us free from death row, that He didn't leave us with no guideline, with no map, with nothing to understand. He left us with the holy words of our wonderful Creator that shows the will of our Father. So we should not be using the the death of Yeshua as an excuse to live in sin, which so many people in the system of Christianity are doing today, whether they're aware of it or not. What we should do is understand that we're not keeping or attempting to keep the guidelines and instructions to be saved. We're only saved through the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah, and there's no way we could work ourselves to be saved. But we should have the strongest desire to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not to be saved, but because we are saved. Hallelujah. That is the reason. And that's what we should be focused on. So I encourage you to read your scriptures every day. Join me at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, for live scripture readings daily. TorahLifeMinistries.org or the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, for live scripture readings daily. And you could also join us online every Friday night live for our Friday night fellowship. We need to fellowship with each other and read the scriptures together to get this word out and the clear understanding of what it's saying. I want to encourage you to read your scriptures every day. And remember, as believers, there's six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. And that is to pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. So thank you for listening to this message today. And shalom, shalom. All right, everybody, there it was. That was the last message I'm going to be doing on this radio station. I thank you for listening and supporting me over the years. Please go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and continue to keep in touch with me if you've been listening and you're interested in learning more and getting more messages from me and my website and my ministry. And again, it's been wonderful to be on this station and be in South Florida here. We have live fellowship every Saturday, 3 p.m. in Lake Worth. You're more than welcome to join us. You can contact me at 917-407-2270 if you'd like to join us for fellowship, and I can give you the address. And we're live every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the YouTube page Torah Life Ministries. So I look forward to hearing from you and speaking to you, and I thank you again for your continued support. And please remember that the law, the guidelines and instructions, the will of our Father, the commandments, whatever you want to call them, are not done away with. We need to continue to follow our Creator, our Messiah, who died for us so we would not transgress and sin, which is transgression of the law. So thank you very much for hearing me, listening to me, and please continue to pray for me in this ministry. It's been a blessing to be on this station for these years, and I thank you again. You can hear all the reruns of previous messages on my website. Thank you, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-425-5399. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support.
And the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." afraid. God favors thee. You shall bear a son. Great he will be.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. O divine, O night, when Christ was born. O night, divine, O night, O night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh,
this is how it was, a silent night like any other. When heaven sent the one, the one that we would call our Savior, and redemption
and weary with a baby.